Bazookas are winless, a defense of the title, while newcomers Pyramid of Touchdowns and Transformers are better. No, they're not. Start off strong. A big surprise at the top of the Sub-Bow Division, and the Warriors win with a little luck. All this and more in this week's What's On Joe Mind Fantasy Football Desk.
I like that. I like that. That's a little different than what we do. I approve. As commissioner, I approve.
Just mixing it up. We can't go, this is episode one, this is episode two. Hello again, this is Gary. Who cares? We're going to do something different. Play around with the music, try the format different. If we're going to make it different, we're going to make it different.
We're not going to say week two in review. That is some punk stuff there. That is no good.
That is definitely punk stuff.
I approve. Again, I approve.
I'm glad.
Because I know that was totally hinging on that, I know. But
your approval. Absolutely. Mr. Commissioner.
Dang it. I forgot to ask Mike permission to marry Ashley. So, but it's already done. So can't have it back now.
Well, again, we'll see what we can do. I got to say, she's not the leader in the clubhouse.
Certainly not in this league.
joining us for the uneducated, this is Jamie Johnson of the 2-0 Transformers are better team.
Ooh.
The shocking leaders of the Renegade division here after week two. He already managed to ensure himself a season of sleeping on the futon in the basement by defeating the wife in week one.
Ain't no Joe Ho.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not dignifying her team's name by saying it on the air. Because it's been a source of strife here in season three.
And thus her team abbreviation, FU.
Yes. I'll refer to them only as the FUs.
Okay. So at this point in time, she's the Redskins of this league. That's fantastic.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's fantastic. As probably the only person with any ethnicity in this group of people, fantastic.
Rock Mastrangelo is Italian.
Okay. All right.
So shall we get this off? Start with our week two review.
Let's take a look at the league.
Kicking off with the music right now. Here we go.
But, you heard correctly in the intro, the early leaders in the clubhouse for this season's Ruxin, the New England Bazookas. Last year's champions, Justin Bell. New England Bazookas not smart enough to take Peyton Manning in the first round 2 years in a row. Justin has stumbled out of the gates to 0-2.
First to worst.
All I'm saying is Debbie Gotso smart enough to take Peyton Manning in the first round. Debbie Gotso 2-0. Good job, Debbie Gotso and the Paris Nanomites. Good job. 2-0.
And Justin just lost by one.
I wonder what a little extra offense would have done to help.
Andy Dalton is apparently not the quarterback to have.
Andy Dalton is okay. Andy Dalton is certainly not the problem on the New England Bazookas. The problem for the New England Bazookas, clearly, in the front office.
All right, onto the scoreboard for week two. I'll go ahead and pat myself on the back right off the bat, since I'm looking at my screen. Fort Wadsworth Warriors, 81, Body Massagers, 53. The Warriors go 2-0 for the second consecutive season. Strong start by my team.
Stifling defense, Gary.
You know, someone's got to have defense in this league.
Hey, I'm really good at fantasy football defense. That's all I'm going to say.
You have given up the least amount of points thus far.
That is correct. Yeah, I'm fantastic. I don't know how I do it, but somehow I go, my internet access invades the web and causes football problems for my opponents.
So I mean, but Gary, keep in mind, Jamie has had the advantage that he's played Ashley.
True. She went all taco and started three kickers.
Pretty much, yeah.
It took a kicker in the third round.
Drafted a kicker in the...
Starting three kickers would have been an improvement.
I don't know if it was the third round. I believe it was maybe the fourth or fifth, but it was way too early. She had a kicker off the board a full four rounds before anybody else even thought about pulling the kicker off the board. And it wasn't even the right kicker to have.
But she does have the best named player in the league, Golden Tate.
Well, sure, because he's Golden Tate.
In the next game of the weekend, the Peyton Manning-led Paris Nanomites beat the pretty strong Duke Dominators team, 115-74. Remember, Duke's Dominators almost doubled up the Springfield Tail Ninjas a week before. That was kind of a little bit of a setback for Duke's Dominators. So we'll see how they do in week three.
A little bit. Debbie is she's a game up on everybody in the division through 2 weeks. She is really built to score.
Mm.
Looking to add the James Kavanaugh Memorial Trophy to her shelf.
That'll be odd, but yes.
we talked about Peyton Manning, of course. She whatever points are out there from Tampa Bay, she's got Vincent Jackson, so she's got all those. Reggie Wayne started a season fairly strong. He's been okay. She's got him.
That keeps up the theme of everyone at the Godso House has to have all the Colts.
Yes, but in fairness to Debbie, she does not have all the second string retread Colts.
Okay.
Hey. That is Gary.
I only have one Colt and a Colt on my bench.
I think Gary has Griff Whalen. and whoever the reserve nose tackle is his defensive specialist.
I thought Gary was trying to pick up a defensive player this week, so I tried to tell him that Terrence Mathis should be back soon. Like the four-game suspension, I believe.
Gary was waiting for Robert Verdan to crack the lineup.
Wow.
Looking to do some ver dancing.
Was that Clarence Verdan?
Yes.
Clarence Verdan.
I just jamied him.
Yes, you did, sir. Yes, you did.
I just jamied him. Hey, I mean, the guy hasn't played football in 20 years. I think it's okay.
The ver dance. Wow. No, for the record, I only have two Colts on my lineup. I have Kobe Fleener, who I can't drop my number one pick, Jimmy Graham, and Andrew Luck. But anyways, neither here nor there. The Paris Dynamites are built to score. Going to the next game of the weekend, the Millville Rebels, 105, beat Springfield Teal Ninjas, 88. Not a good restart for Tommy, still on the schneid, 0-2.
Truthfully, well, 88 points is going to win in most games this week. He just ran into a buzzsaw.
It would have won one of the first two games of the weekend, you're right.
Ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw with Millville.
Well, if you start Jake Locker over Phillip Rivers, bad things happen.
Yeah. That's words right there, Tommy. We met Tommy for the first time this weekend.
We did.
Well,
good guy.
So, very high quality dude making a bad quality quarterback decision.
Next game of the weekend, newcomers Pyramid of Touchdowns over the New England Bazookas, 69-68.
Have I mentioned recently how much I love the name Pyramid of Touchdowns?
Is a good name.
Perhaps my favorite name of this year's crop of new teams.
Not the FUs?
Well, no, not the FUs. Because frankly, I came up with two better names than that one just for temporary placeholders. But anyways, I'm done running smack about team names for a little while anyway.
Justin's team is in a world of hurt. They got Jamal Charles, who is...
beat up already.
DeSean Jackson.
Beat up already. Gronkowski, perpetually beat up.
And he's starting the Browns defense, which, could go either way, but still, they're the Browns.
He's got Ray Rice on his roster, Ray Rice on his roster wasn't a good idea before all this stuff went down.
The problem is he's still there. Why is he still there?
Yeah,
Why is he still there?
Probably can't drop him. You know, he's probably on the no-cut list that the league has. We'll send something out tonight if we can get that switched up.
So he can get cut in real life, but not in fantasy?
Correct.
Maybe we should give him $5 and have him join our league. You know, he doesn't have anything else going on right now.
He'd probably put together a team that would score more than your wife.
Oh! Next game of the weekend, the Premature Confirmations beat the Oregon Outpost 78-71-66. Premature Confirmations, of course, were powered by Cam Newton, who he was screwed in the first game by not being able to play.
Yes, we'll just assign some fantasy, not really suspension for Cam Newton and say that was the whole reason why.
Next game of the weekend, G.I. Joe Duff Crew finally puts their superior fantasy knowledge to work and beats the Long Island RHPs 103-81.
Yeah, another tough week for the RHPs. You don't expect to win. You break 80, you expect to have a puncher's chance.
Right.
And they've done it both weeks and just haven't been able to pull a win out. It's got to be discouraging for the RHPs. They have to be feeling a little bit flaccid. I mean, deflated.
They went against me the opening week, and Matt Ryan had a career game. And he follows that game up with 8 points the next game.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a question.
Yeah?
I thought the Premature Confirmations were the flaccid team.
You were wrong.
You were wrong.
Okay. All right.
Moving on. The Transformers are better, suck it, over the inaugural champion Charlottesville Keel Hauls, putting Uthman down one in the loss column already. Beats them 90-77. Good job, Jamie.
My team, we're good on the road.
You're good on the road. 2-0 on the road. Are you amped for this week's home opener?
Yes, we are. We are. We took an extra day off. You know, cut down on the commute time. But much like Chip Kelly, We do go hard on Saturdays. We do make some contact, so we're going to be ready.
Got to be prepared. Got to have that chip on your shoulder.
Now, Usman is actually a little hurt. His team is walking wounded, I understand. AJ Green, questionable. Ben Tate, Eric Decker.
Yeah, Decker will play.
Cecil Shorts, Palmer, Charles Clay.
Tate and AJ Green, I believe, are probably not in this week. So, yeah, he might have to do some roster shuffling. We might have to see Uffman go into action here.
Roster baiting.
Well, he's going to have to drop Tate. Tate's out for a little bit. Now, if he wants to drop AJ Green or trade AJ Green, I am available. I'm available, you know. Just throwing that out there. If, you know, AJ Green's going to be out for a couple games and you don't want to have that dead roster spot, I'm more than happy to trade.
Moving on, the last game of the weekend. Horror shows beat at double up, more than double up. The hapless FUs, 118-55.
Yeah, Jamie Creech, he's a veteran now. He's not the new guy anymore. He's not the guy who starts off the season 0-9. We expect something from him now. And he's off, he's in the win column earlier this year than he was last year. Good for him.
So still in the schneid. We got a couple teams still in the schneid. We got the Teal Ninjas, which is kind of surprising. The RHPs, the FUs, and the New England Bazookas, all still on the schneid.
All surprising except for the FU. She drafted a kicker in the fourth round.
And still giving the 72 Miami Dolphins a run for their money, the Paris Dynamites, the Fort Wadsworth Warriors, the Transformers are better second, and the Pyramid of Touchdowns.
Love Pyramid of Touchdowns. Love that name.
Let's go on to week 3 preview really quick. We'll start off at the top of the schedule. The Warriors against the Duff Crew. The Nanomites against the Windless Teal Ninjas. The Rebels against the Dominators. The Bazookas against the Confirmations. The Outpost against the Pyramid of Touchdowns. The RHPs will look to get off the schneid against the Body Massagers.
Who wants a body massage?
Looks like Uthman's in for win number 2 against the FUs.
I'm expecting big things. Expecting big things, possible turnaround.
Of the FUs?
Yeah, I'm expecting I'm expecting 44 field goals, setting a single game record.
Anna Vinatieri will kick until his leg separates at the hip.
And then after he gets injured, she'll want to get McAfee.
Sure. Probably.
And then the horror show is going to get to JV's team. The Transformers are better. Suck it. So not really any compelling matchups out there, but, you know, it's still week 3.
Yeah, we don't quite have a couch bowl out there. We do get to see you take on Eben Foster, Ebeben, Ebububububu, Ebobble, Ebobububu.
Currently, I am a 17.5 point favorite.
You know, Chris Brown and Nick Evans get to duke it out to see who's going to be in the first division.
Nick Adams.
Justin tries to get off the schneid, although not likely.
No.
Here's a fun line total of the week. The team that's projected to score the third least amount of points is the largest favorite.
Well, that would, of course, be Dan Uthman.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Because Dan Uthman gets to play the FUs.
Yeah. So there we go. It's still too early to talk playoffs.
Playoffs?
He hasn't shifted his lineup around. He's only got 8 guys eligible, and he's still favored by 23. Wow. Wow.
He should just go ahead and not play them and just play with one arm tied behind
his
back.
Play with the 8. Let's take a look at the roster for the 0-2 FUs. Let's go down the list. Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, off to a terrible start.
That's not a bad pick.
Yeah. That's not a bad pick. At tailback, Maurice Jones-Drew, that's not good.
Ooh.
Sean Green, that's not good. Brian Quick, yet to get in the end zone, but he's got 16 catches, so that's actually not bad. Donnie Avery has done nothing in Kansas City. Some dude at tight end for Tampa Bay, that sums it up right there. Tight end for Tampa Bay. Then Clay Matthews, the defensive specialist, could be worse. Not great, but not bad. He's a good sack guy. Seahawks defense, which you'd think would be better to this point, underperformed. And then Adam Vinatieri, who's fine for a kicker. He's a kicker.
I am projecting 44 field goals.
And then only two players on the bench. 2 empty spots on the roster.
So she is running with a light roster.
Jamie, get the wife on board here, man. Golden Tate, not a bad pick. He's just not going to get in the end zone a whole lot with Calvin Johnson around. And Russell Wilson, good quarterback, but not a great fantasy quarterback. She's really strong at the quarterback spot. Russell Wilson should be a trade chip. Get her into something good. wait until after the bye week, I guess. I didn't realize she was a Packer fan, Jamie. What's up with that?
Sir, we know that that's not allowed in my house.
I'm just saying, she's got the...
We know that that's not allowed.
She's got green and yellow. I'm just saying, it looks awful suspicious then.
Fair enough.
Packers up and down the roster. Got the number 12 Packers color avatar there for the team logo. I'm just saying. I think there's a definite dig at your allegiances there.
Mm. That is absolutely fine. Okay, we all can't be enmeshed together like the Godstones.
Give it 20 years and she'll stomp that individuality out of you. Just like it has with me.
We know that's never going to happen.
Not a lot of compelling matchups. Maybe we should wrap this show up for the sake of people that are listening to it.
Before Gary has to spend the rest of the weekend on the couch.
Mike, what is the motto of the What's on Joe Mind Fantasy Football League?
Motto of the What's on Joe Mind Fantasy Football League. Beat shock.
Just by listening.
We're playing.
Yeah.
Either way, you're still beating Chuck.
I don't know. I'm tired. Just beat Chuck.
All right. So for Jamie and Mike, I'm Gary. We'll catch you next week on the next Sports Desk. See ya.